Today's daf is daf vav. So the Gemara had been discussing in Machlokas about whether or not the heter zrika or the heter achila is what ends the me'ila. So in other words, when you have kachi kachim, so kachi kachim is kadosh, and there's an isser me'ila until the mitzvah has been complete. So how do you define the completion of the mitzvah? So one opinion felt, once the moment of zrika hetera, once you're allowed to do zrika, even though zrika hasn't yet been done, that's considered ending the mitzvah, and there's no longer a problem of me'ila, while others felt that you have to wait until the heter achila, until after the zrika, until the kohanim could eat the karbanos, then that ends the mitzvah, in which case at that point there's no longer an issur me'ila. So the Gemara now brings a raya at the very top of daf vav. The Gemara says, Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh nosar she mo'al en bo, v'yesh nosar she ain mo'al en bo. We know nosar is when the carbon is left out overnight, so the din is as an issur nosar. So Rabbi Shimon says there are two types of nosars. One nosar, there still is an issur me'ila, and there's another opinion that nosar has no me'ila. Okay, said, how does one distinguish? So the Gemara explains the law, and you have blood that's been left out overnight. So then the din is lifnei zrika mo'alim bo. So if it was before zrika, so there's an issur me'ila. Meaning what? Because since the zrika hadn't taken place yet, so and there wasn't a heter achila just yet, so the din is that it's an issur nosar, and then there's also an issur me'ila because it hasn't completed the final stage. It hasn't gotten to the point of la'achar zrika, which is a heter achila. But if la'achar zrika, let's say the kohen already did the zrika, and then you had the blood that was left out overnight, so then the din would be ein mo'alim bo. There's no iser me'ila anymore from the baser. There's no iser me'ila on the baser anymore because since the zrika had been done, and there's a heter achila at that point, so me'ila disappears, and then you leave it out overnight. So then there's an iser nosar, but there is no longer an iser me'ila. So katani mi'as, what comes out from this brisa is that in mo'alim bo, there's an iser me'ila lav dehavei le'shaos le'mizrakei. Was it not talking about a situation where there was time to do the zrika? Ve'di by Zarek, if he wanted, he could have done the zrika, and he didn't do the zrika, so meaning lifnei zrika, there is still an iser me'ila. So shmamina, it's not heter zrika, rather shmamina heter achila sheninu. The iser me'ila only goes away if it did it la'achar zrika, which is the same thing as heter achila. That's the Gemara's first understanding. So lo, the Gemara says, lo, not true. The kabla samech l'shkia sachama d'lo havi shos l'mizrak. We're talking about a situation where the Kabbalah, we know that there's Shechita, there's Kabbalah, there's Halacha, and there's Zrika. So here is, the Shechita took place, and the Kabbalah took place right before Shkia, where there was no time at all to do Zrika. Meaning there was no Heter Zrika. There's no Zman Heter Zrika. But had there been time for Heter Zrika, the Heter Zrika would have said that there's no Isser Mi'ila. That's the situation. Aval, the Gemara says, is that to say now, what I just told you, that Aval Shehaya Shos, if there had been time to do Zrika, my Hachanami Dein Mo'alin, there wouldn't be Me'ila if there was, it was Kodem Zrika, and it was there was time to do Zrika, there would not be Me'ila. So that's the case. My Yiri Tani, why does the Brisa say Lifnei Zrika, as Lifnei Zrika being the point, the point of distinction? Why is it Lifnei Zrika La'achar Zrika? Really, the Brisa is talking about Zmanim. It should be Lifnei Kodem Shkia U'la'achar Shkia. That's really the distinction here. Because if the Kabbalah took place before Shkia, that's, in other words, a way of saying Lifnei Zrika, so then that would be a din. It's not really Lifnei Zrika, it's really an issue of Shkia. Because according to the understanding right now is, all you need is a Heter Zrika. So as long as there's a Lifnei Shkia, there's a Heter Zrika. And if it's La'achar Shkita, there is no Heter Zrika. So really the distinction should be Shkia, it should not be a distinction of Zrika. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Katani. That's exactly what the Brisa at least means to say, even though it doesn't say it. The way the Brisa should be read is, Kodem Shiyera'e Lizrika, and La'achar Shiyera'e Lizrika. It says, not when the Kodem Zrika versus La'achar Zrika, it says, before the time, it was early enough where there was a Roy, it was fit to do Zrika. That's another way of saying Lifnei Shkia. So then there's a Heter Zrika and no Mila. And La'achar Zrika means no, La'achar Sheyerol Zrika, after there was no time to do Zrika anymore. That means there was no time, it was after Shkia, there was no Heter Zrika in that case. And that way we would say there is still an Isser Mila. So there is no Raya from this brisa. Gemara now brings another brisa, which is pretty much the same structure. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh pigol shem mo'alim bo, v'yesh pigol shein mo'alim bo. We know pigol by now is when a person, the kohen, has wrong machshava to eat outside the zman, outside the makom. So you have some situations where pigol could also have an Isser Mila attached to it, and some situations where there's pigol, but there is no Mila attached to it. Ketan, how do you distinguish between these two cases. Lifnei Zrika, if it's prior to Zrika, so then Mu'alim Bo, so if Zrika hadn't taken place yet, and the person ate the basar, so then there's going to be an Isser Mila. If it was La'acha Zrika, if the Zrika already had taken place, the Kohen did the Zrika, and then one goes ahead and eats the basar of such an animal, Ein Mu'alim Bo, there is no Isser Mila. So Gemara says, Katani Mias, we have from this Braisa, Lifnei Zrika Mu'alim Bo, Lav dehavi shas lemizrika. So we see that there was a time, if it was lifnei zrika, which just indicates there was time that Kohen could have done the zrika, meaning there was a moment of heter zrika, yet still it says there's an isamila. So clearly it's not about heter zrika, it's about heter achila. So again, katani mias, lifnei zrika, if it's before zrika, meaning there was a zman for zrika, it's mo'alim bo. Lav, is it not a case that havi shos lemizrika, where there is time to do the zrika? Di boi zarek, if he wanted, he could have done the zrika, and yet katani mo'alim bo, yet there's still an isamila. So we see it's not about heter zrika, rather Shmamina, it's heter achila shaninu, that you need to go after zrika, and only at that point after zrika is there going to be a no longer any meila. So Gemara says, "Lo, not true." The brisa of the case of pigel is what we said before about the case of nosar. That lo have a shalos lemizrika is a situation where there is no time to do the zrika. It was mamish samach l'shkias achamam. Aval said, asks the Gemara. Aval have a shalos lemizrika. Had there been time to do the zrika, had the kabbalah taken place several minutes prior to shkia, and he could have, the kohen could have done the zrika. So my, what would the din be? Hachanami denafik mide mila. So you're telling me that there wouldn't be a meila in that case had there been time to do zrika? Had there been heter zrika? Really? So my yiriya detani. So how come the brisa says lacha zrika is the distinction? It should really be lisnei kodem shkia versus lacha shkia zachama. It's really, that's the concern. What this man was when the kabbalah took place? Was there time to do zrika prior to shkia, or was this after shkia where there was no time to do zrika? And the Gemara answers, like we said above, Hachanami Kamar. That's exactly what this Braisa says when describing the case of Pigel. That when it says Kodem Zrika, it really means Kodem Sheirol Zrika, before it was fit to do Zrika, which means Shkia, and La'achar Sheirol Zrika, after it was fit to do Zrika, which means La'achar Shkia. Fine. So Gemara now says, Tashma. Ha'pigel b'kachi kachim mo'alim bo. The Braisa says, if a person does Pigel when he had bad machshava of the coin when he was doing kachi kachim, there's an Isser Me'ila. So what's Isser Me'ila in this case here? Lav, is not a situation dizarek, where he did the Zrika already, the Kohen did the Zrika with Machshavas Pigel, and yet we still see that there's an Isser Me'ila. So Shmamina, Heter Achila Shanin. You need to get to a case where there's a Heter Achila. And since B'makom Zrika here, it was done B'pigel, there's never a Heter Achila, and therefore there's continued Me'ila on this particular carbon. And then where it says, lo, no, this is Dafka case Delozark, where there was no Zrika that took place. That's the situation. There is no Zrika that took place here. So, and therefore, since no Zrika took place here, and in other words, therefore, there, since it was Pigel beforehand, so there was never a Heter Zrika, and therefore there's going to be an Isser Me'ila. So Gemara is Medaik, Aval Zark, Mai, what would the din be had he done the Zrika? Hachanami, Dein Malimbo, had he done the Zrika properly, Ein Hachanami, there would have been no Me'ila. So my Iri Detani Bekachi Kalim. So how come this Brisa we just brought above is talking about Kachi Kalim and making a distinction? Ein Mu'alim Bo, listen, it should have really created a chilek even within Kachi Kachim. Because if we're establishing now that's all about Heter Zrika or not Heter Zrika, it should have said Ha'kan Lifnei Zrika and Kan La'achar Zrika. So the Gemara says, Ein Hachanami, that chilek is true. The chilek of Kodem Zrika, La'achar Zrika, that's a true case. But the only reason why the Brisa didn't address that particular case is because they wanted to teach you another chiddush that you wouldn't have known otherwise. The reason why they're focusing on kachi kalim is because the ha'asui la'ashmini is coming to teach me kol la'asui lide mila. Anything that comes to me'ila, zrika kitikna maisi lide mila. We already learned in the beginning, we spoke about this slightly in the beginning, that kachi kalim, when you make a shlamim into kachi kalim, there is no isa me'ila until it gets to a point or it's a heter achila or heter zrika. That brings it to the me'ila, while kachi kachim is, no, it starts off with the isa me'ila, and when it completes the mitzvah, then there's no longer me'ila. So we're teaching a special chiddush by kachi kalim, that in order to bring kachi kalim to the point of the isa me'ila, to that level, it says, ha'asui lashmi'inan, kol yasuye lidemila, anything that comes to bring kachi kalim to the isa me'ila, so then it's zrika but kitikna. only if the zrika was done properly, that's maisi lidei mila. But if a zrika done bepigel, so then since that was done incorrectly, that's not going to bring kachik kalim to the level of an iser mila. In contrast to that, kachik kachim, which we said starts off with an iser mila the moment it became kadosh, so then the din would be kol lafuk. The word kol there in the Brice is coming to teach me lafuke mide mi'ila. What removes something mi'ila? What ends the process of kachik kachim where there's no longer mi'ila? That's a filu shelo kedikta. Even if the zrika was done incorrectly, nami mafke mide mi'ila, that also removes it from the iser mila. So in other words, there's this big contrast between kachik kalim and kachik kachim. And they're both going different directions. That's number one. And number two is whether a zrika kashlo kedikta, whether a zrika pigol will be effective. So for kachik kalim to bring something to mi'ila, zrika bepigol won't be effective. But kachik kachim to end the mi'ila, we will accept the zrika with pigol will end the level of mi'ila when it comes to kachik kachim. Okay, that ends on with aleph. We know it's a short daf, but it doesn't mean it's easy. Okay, the Mishnah tells us now on the very top of Vav Amid Beis. Basar kachik kachim shiyotu lefnei zrikas damim. You have kachik kachim, such as a chata, such as an asham, such as an ola. Well, ola is a little bit different because of the basar, but let's say kachik kachim you took outside the base of Megdash. You were yotze, it's a psul yotze. You took it outside the azara before the zrikas dam. Mm-hmm. And then you brought it back inside the azara, so now it's a psul yotze, but the basar is there inside in the base of Megdash. And then you go ahead and do the zrika on that animal. Is that zrika going to be effective? Will it remove the ismaila on this basar that's been yotze now? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mo'alimbo, there's still an ismaila. Even though you did the zrika on the rest of the carbon, that's not going to affect this basar that was yotze. That's already out of the picture now, and there remains an ismaila forever. And Ve'ein Chayav Malam Mishum Pigel, and also there is no iser pigel on that basar because that basar is yotze. That basar is considered completely divorced from the rest of the animal. So even though I have the rest of the animal that stayed within, that part of the animal of the carbon that stayed within, and there could be an iser pigel and iser nos and iser tame on that part of the animal, the avarim that left the base of Mikdash, that was yotze, won't be subject to, again, ein chayavim la mishim pigel, nosar v'tame. It's completely separate from everything else. That's the din of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, I agree, ein mo'alimbo. He argues that there ain't mo'alimbo, that he does think the zrika of the carbon will matir the basar from the isim ila, even though the basar left outside and is out back inside the psul yotze, the zrika on the carbon will permit this from the isim ila. And he holds also chayav malav mishum pigel v'nosar etame. Whatever happens to the main part of the carbon will have the same impact on the basar that was yotze as well. It will be affected by the nosar, the tame, and the pigel, and he thinks it does remain connected. So Rabbi Kiva brings a raya for his point here. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, v'arei hamafrish chataso v'avda v'hifrish acharis tachta. So let's say the guy separates a chatas, then he loses the chatas, so he separates another chatas. And then acharach nimtes harishon. Then he finds the first chatas. So now he has standing in front of him harish shteim omdos. He's got chatas A and chatas B, and the din is he's able to choose whichever chatas he wants to use. So now he says, Rabbi Kiva, lo, do we not say kishem shadama potes bisara kachu potes bisar chaverta? So when you blew, when you draw the blood, when you shech the animal, you sprinkle the blood of chatas A. So not only will chatas A permit the basar of chatas A from no longer nisim ila, but also permits chatas B's basar from mi'ila as well, because we view these two chatals as very much connected. So the dam of chatas A is matir both dam chatas A and chatas B from the isim ila. So if that's the case, im pater dama es basar chaverta mina mi'ila, if a chatas, the dam of a chatas A, is able to permit another animal, chatas B, from an isim ila, so certainly dinhu sheyifter es basar asma, certainly the dam should be able to affect its own basar. So back to our case, if you have basar yotze and comes back in, the dam of itself that remained inside can matir the basar that left as well, because it's all originated from the same exact behemoth. So then the Mishnah says at the end here, emure kachim kalim. You have emurim, the different limbs of the kachim kalim, which are supposed to go on top of the mizbeach, not to be eaten, but this part of the animal that goes on the mizbeach. So emure kachim kalim shiyotsu, that left the azara, now has a psul yotze, lifnei zrikas damim. So no one had sprinkled the blood yet of the kachik kalim, and they took the limbs out and brought them back in. So those limbs are now subject to psul yotze. And then you go ahead and you sprinkle the blood of the kachik kalim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein mu'alim ben. There is no iser me'ilah on the basa that left. Because remember, kachik kalim starts from the other direction. It starts with a zero me'ilah. So if I bring the basar back in, and then I do a zrika, the zrika, although the zrika is going to make the animal that remained in subject to mila, it won't make the basar yotze subject to mila. That's completely separate from the basar that's inside. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein mu'alim bo, there is no isra me'ila on the basar that's been yotze, because of you that's separate. And also, ein chayavim ala mishima pigal v'noser atamer. Rabbi Eliezer l'shitaso, that psul yotze is completely divorced from the rest of the animal, so it's not subject to the zrika of me'ila, it's not subject to pigal noser atamer. Rabbi Kiva l'shitaso says, no, even though the emurim are now pasul psul yotze, when it comes back in, it's still subject to the same dinim. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Omer, mu'alim behem, so just like the zrika will make an isim ila on the main part of the kachik kalim, it also makes an isim ila on the psul basar yotze. And it's also subject to chayav malaya mishim pigal v'nosar and tamer. Okay. So Gemara is going to ask now, what's the reason why you need both these dinim? We learned already Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which is that the psul yotze is separate from the karbon, and we learned Rabbi Kiva Shita, that the psul yotze is still attached to the karbon. So we taught the same exact shitas of both them, both by kachik kachim, of ending the mila and kachik kalim of bringing to the mila. So why teach the same halacha in two different cases? We could learn one from the next. So ask the Gemara, v'hani tarti lamali, why do you need to teach both cases? And the Gemara explains, tshichi. Because itmar had we only had the case of b'kachik kachim, that case, that machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not the zrika will bring the psul yotze, that will end the iser me'ilah when on psul yotze or not. So hava min, I would have thought, b'ha kamar, in that case in particular, Rabbi Eliezer mu'alin bo, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says there is an iser me'ilah because the zrika won't affect the psul yotze. Mishum the zrika ketikna mafka midemila, shelo ketikna lo mafka midemila. The only time Mi'ila no longer exists if the Zrika was done properly. But since this case, the Zrika was not done properly because it was being done on a Psul Yotze, so it won't remove it from the Isser Mi'ila. So that's why he's Machmir in that case, there's an Isser Mi'ila. Aval Asuye, but something to bring something Lide Mi'ila, to bring Kachik Kalm to an Isser Mi'ila, there the Rabbi Akiva, Modil Rabbi Akiva, maybe there Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Akiva that it can bring it to Mi'ila. Even though it was done incorrectly, meaning the zrika was done in psul yotze, it should bring it ma'isli to me'ila. It should bring it to me'ila because Rabbi Elazar is chomer. He's machmir. He's machmir in the case of kachik kachim, which means we're not going to remove the me'ila. So maybe it should be machmir by kachik kalim that it should bring it to the iser me'ila. And maybe Rabbi Elazar is just simply more machmir in both cases. K'mash v'lan, it's not an issue of chumras. It's an issue of he thinks that the zrika will have no effect on the psul yotze. In one case it's a chumrah, and in another case it's actually a kula. And had he had the opposite case, v'itmar, had he only had the case of gabi kachik kalim, that there was a machlokas whether or not the zrika on psul yotze will bring it to mila or will not bring it to mila, there I would have thought havamina gabi kachik kalim hudama Rabbi Kiva mo'alim behem, that's where Rabbi Kiva's machmir to say that the zrika on psul yotze will bring it to the state of Me'ila, de'afilu zrika shlo katikna, even though it was done incorrectly on psul yotze, it still brings something to nisr Me'ila, ma'ishli de'Me'ila. Ava kachik kachim, de'afukehu, to remove the Me'ila, maybe shlo katikna, when it was done incorrectly, lo mafki, maybe there Me'ila, maybe there Rabbi Kiva doesn't allow a zrika shlo katikna to remove the Me'ila. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is machmir in kachik kachim case as well. Kamash v'lan, that Rabbi Kiva is not machmir, Rabbi Kiva is simply saying that Zrika Shlok Tikna works whether it's Lechumra or whether it's Lekula. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem, we will pick up tomorrow.